So, Max, what do you want to talk about today?
What?
What do you want to talk about today?
Can you say that again?
What? It's so loud in here, I can't hear. Just a minute.
Hold it down!
Thank you. So, what was it you wanted to talk about today?
I want to talk about noisy restaurants. And the reason I want to talk about it is I have been in enough situations just over the last couple of months of being in terrific restaurants where the food is wonderful and I like the decor, but I can't hear myself think, let alone hear the people that are sitting around me. And that's why I'm sitting in a restaurant with them.
Right. So you wind up that silly frozen smile on your face, nodding, pretending that you can hear what they're saying and actually understand it. But I've been reading about this lately, and it's not just a Seattle thing. It seems to be happening all over the place. And the higher-end joints where, pardon me, but the suckers are standing in line around the block waiting for hours to get some $25 hamburger. Are they being designed acoustically to do this? Is being ear-splittingly loud a new gauge of hipness?
This is not a new thing at all. I can't even count the years that this has been happening. My hope is that it just stops and soon. My husband is a great example of someone who really will not even go out to eat anymore. We were talking about this, and he said that the reason he's always gone to restaurants is more for the companionship than the food, and that it was a chance to sit down and talk to somebody, learn what was going on in their life, and it's the whole social part of dining out. Now the social part of dining out is being overly aware of the room around you, the people around you, the noise, the music. I was listening to a panel discussion at the Association of Food Journalists conference the other week about fine dining, and is fine dining, has it seen its final days? What fine dining is, according to the folks who were talking, is the ability to do things for the customer, not for the restaurant, not for the chefs, but to make the customer happy and comfortable.
Maybe people don't mind all this noise because they're all focused in on their phones.
You know, with hard surfaces, high ceilings, things banging off the walls, loud music, it's just bad. Only a handful of restaurants left where you can hear yourself think, and one of them, Copine, a lovely new restaurant, Sean McCrane and Jill Kinney's Great Place in North Ballard. They have some hard surfaces. There's no carpeting. There's not draperies on the windows, but they have acoustic paneling in the ceiling to sop up some of that noise.
Maybe all this noise is product of the fashion and design. It isn't deliberately set up to make them loud. It's just that it does because of the kind of look that they want.
It's a look. It's also less expensive to not have to put upholstery and carpeting or linens on the table. It's a real issue.
Well, it's not an issue for me because I just say something to Drew like, it's too loud. Let's get out of here.
I've been with people who then say, you know what? I really loved the food at that place. The service was great, but I'm not going back.
That level of noise, and I know the level that we're talking about, is an assault. There's no food good enough to overcome that.
And what I want to know is if you have a restaurant that you love, that's quiet, that you can hear yourself and you can converse, please share. And to the lady who was sitting across the aisle from me in a small cafe where I could hear myself, not everyone wants to know the intimate details of your life.
With KNKX food talker Nancy.
Too much information.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Using my indoor voice.
Stein.